And we're back.
We're back.
Hello, hello. Nice to see you and hear you. If you're listening to this, well done.
Well done. Quite the achievement.
You're spending your Wednesday wisely.
You are doing very, very winning at life, as I like to say. You lovely listeners out there and viewers, thank you very much.
And if you're watching this every week, do us a favor and subscribe because, well, we're doing really well on the watch time, well, in fact. Like, we've got tens of hours, maybe hundreds of hours in watch time, but nobody's subscribing. Just subscribe. It won't hurt, I promise.
Just one little click. Is it really that high on the watch time? I had no idea.
Yeah, it's mega.
It's not me, is it? Just like rewatching the videos going, oh, I look amazing.
Knows all the cougars who fancy you. Yeah. So,
a little bit of context about the cougars, okay?
Well, we've noticed on TikTok, because it's an all-female audience on TikTok, as opposed to YouTube. On TikTok, Daniel's videos perform extremely well. And when you look into the demographics and the audience listening or watching, it's all like cougar material.
Is it really?
It's like elderly, middle-aged or elderly women. Women.
Awesome.
Always women.
That's fantastic.
98% women.
Is it really?
Watching you, cheering you on from the sidelines.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I've got to choose my words really, really carefully because my girlfriend of nearly two decades is sat across from me.
No, it's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Whatever works, eh?
I had no idea I had the appeal. Wow.
I think I perform better on YouTube because it's all male.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it's also, as a side note, to you, if you're already out there on social media or you're participating in the madness and you've got a few channels, look into your analysis. Just check out, because most platforms, most social media outlets, they detail it, down to the location and everything. Just see who listens and who watches, who consumes you.
Brilliant.
It's really interesting and sometimes completely surprising because I always thought somebody else was watching entirely until we looked into the stats.
How about that?
Yeah. So I had a really good interview with a plain language expert. He's one of the leading experts in the German-speaking world.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk to you today about plain language, which is a mega topic here, and I know it is in the States because it's even anchored in, I want to say, the Constitution, but definitely they've got laws in place that state that all public bodies need to have plain language so everyone can understand what they're on about.
Are we talking specifically product descriptions or terms of use? Or
communication, handbooks.
Right.
Websites, letters to customers. So here in the UK, plain language is a real thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I got a letter from the bank. It was a friendly one. But even the design is so clever because top right, it says, this is an important letter. You need to act now. So even for the, for everyone out there and for people who rush and who, who are just always 2.5 seconds away from binning the letter or moving on with their day.
Yeah.
They're so plain. They're so simple.
Yeah.
In English, in the Anglophone world, but not in the German speaking countries. So there's a massive discrepancy and this is something I'm working on.
Yeah.
So hence the interview with Gidon Wagner, the expert on plain language in Germany. And he's trying to change that.
Good for him.
So public bodies who are super complex. I mean, German in itself can be quite a complex language, but there's so much snobbery around expressing yourself in a really eloquent kind of manner. And if you've got sentences that consist of 15 different lines, this is how we were brought up.
Yes.
In German, when you had an assessment, a paper to write.
Well, I think you were at grammar school.
You asked for extra paper in that test. Yeah. You bet you had an A star.
Yeah.
So the longer the better.
It's a distinctly German thing.
And now we're moving towards, hopefully it'll take another few decades in Germany, I'm sure but for various reasons.
Yeah.
But one, because there's such an arrogance attached to Well, if you know all these clever words, you must use them. And whoever can't understand you, they're just a bit dim.
Yeah. I've got a case for the guy, for Guido, right? Personally or professionally associated, but I've got a case for him. I just finished a translation this morning for an energy provider in Germany explaining in simpler terms what means what on, say, an itemized bill or in the terms of use. And I remember translating it thinking that they go into such detail. It's not just the complexity of the language, but it's the level of detail that they feel that needs to be included. Whereas you, as the energy consumer, you just don't need to know this.
Mm.
You just don't. And so maybe I'll link into him and flag the particular company because it's always quite interesting.
He's always working with institutions to change that.
Really?
And I'm such a firm believer in simple language. And I had the best teacher in school. He was my English teacher.
Yeah.
And he's still alive. And I'd love to reach out to him, actually, because he was fantastic. And he taught us, I don't know if it was just laziness because you couldn't be asked to read like all the papers of everyone. When we wrote, let's say, an assessment about a book, he always made us distill everything we knew about the book in 20 words.
Really?
20 words. And you sat there for 2 hours sweating. But he said, he said, look, if you can't break something complex down in a sentence, in 20 words, you haven't understood it.
Don't understand it.
You haven't understood. So I hated those tasks back in school because literally if you were one word over or two words over, you already had a bit of a negative mark.
Yeah. And plus it flew in the face of like the mantra of German grammar schools in particular.
Yeah, yeah. More massively. So the more is more in any more case. Like, but today I celebrate that and I'm so grateful because he really taught me what it means to distill everything down, boil it down to the essence.
Yeah.
And I feel like so many companies, brands we work with are missing out on this massive opportunity because they feel like they have to over-explain or just explain their existence or they shout out all these facts and the data and the consumer, the reader, the one reader skimming through the website is completely overwhelmed.
Yeah. Death by detail is what I call it.
Death by detail.
Death by detail.
Tell a good story, but first and foremost, challenge yourself to distill everything down you do in 20 words. Yeah. If you can't do that, you're not there yet.
You wouldn't believe how many corporate presentations I've translated in, say, PowerPoint, where it's fucking Times New Roman font 4.
Oh, man.
Blend of... And a blend of like bold highlighting and italics, you know, and you'll have slides with, it's not unusual to have slides with 100 words on it. And I feel so bad for
you. You translate a lot of PowerPoints. That's really interesting.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, there's a time and a place and a format for that amount of detail, but it is.
Sure, for a life-changing cancer drug. You don't want to be too chintzy on the details.
Yeah. You want to be strapping, guys. You're going to want to hear every detail.
There's a time and a place.
Yeah, this is important. But, you know, when it comes to, say, conveying the essence of a product or a service, it's about the emotion and not the thought. And this for me, can be boiled down to an observation that I made fairly recently about some people we were working with. I won't mention them, but they were based in Austria. Do you remember the tourism people?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the detail and the fixation on things like, you know, price savings, you know, cost reductions. It made it clear.
Fluffiness of the snow.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, like, what?
And it went on and on and on. And it made me realize that I think the reason people... professionals in Germany overshare and do death by detail every time is because a German will think, but an Englishman will feel.
I love that.
If I'm being sold something, it's the emotional response. It's not the cognitive response.
No, the emotional response comes first, and then the cognitive response sort of ticks the box and goes, okay, well, they can be trusted.
Yes.
There's stellar reviews out there.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. What's the third party content telling me about these people, this brand?
And this is why I rarely feel anything when I read German copy.
Samesies.
Right? Whether it's a product description or a piece of advertising or it's market research, it's always death by detail. And it does wind me up because I'm thinking, you're missing the point. Mm. Everything begins with emotion. Everything. And the irony is that these companies, be they hidden champions or startups or you know, big multinationals, big conglomerates, they all have a great story to tell, but they shy away from establishing this emotional connection. What they'll do is they'll just give you a deluge of detail.
Yeah, or bullshit words.
Or bullshit words. Oh,
like,
oh,
we're such professionals and highly motivated experts on... No.
You fucking better be. I'd expect you to be highly motivated. Like, I expect you to breathe.
What's the passion option? And...
Yeah.
Those are empty words. Those sound like words you think you're supposed to write.
Yes.
But they're not the words.
Yes.
Interestingly, so one company I work with at the moment, they do something fantastic. So they've got an AI in place that can translate in real time any given context. So let's say there's a council meeting in your local parish and you've got some migrants from different backgrounds and they can't follow what's going on, but the policies they're voting on tonight, they're really important and everybody should be aware of them, or something else, something bigger on whatever scale. Now everyone can understand in real time what's going on. And they were trying to pitch this as, we translate in real time in so and so many languages and these are our features. And I said, no. Zero in on the one story.
Yeah.
So you've migrated to a different country. You probably have children in the school system. You are so desperate to be an integral life, like part of the fabric of your community.
Sure.
You're trying so hard to absorb a new language that's already tricky to learn.
Yeah.
What does it mean for the person that sat there and for the first time ever, they're on the same page?
Yes. Something we utterly relate to from time in Mexico, for example.
Everyone.
Germany, time in England.
We all share that fear that we're not, that we're completely behind everyone else, that we can't follow, that we don't want to put our hands up because for fear of being ridiculed or, you know, or you can't really express yourself in a different language. So I said, zero in on that one person sat there and for the first time ever they can follow everything because they're on the same page. And they were like, I get it. Yeah.
Yes.
So this is what we're going to do. I said, this is exactly what you're going to do, because you just do, you facilitate storytelling.
Yeah.
The features don't matter.
Yes. Agreed.
They just need to fulfill certain criteria and they get ticked off at the very end. But this is about... And then zero in on one case and then see the big picture.
Yes.
What is this about? It's about creating community. It's about integration. It's about warmth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about finding the right words or getting the words from A to B, but it's about coming from a place of value.
Yeah.
Like, these are our core values. Yeah. We value your input, and this is why we facilitate the service.
Sometimes I think that in companies in the DACH region, the marketing department is actually run by engineers. Just subservient to the engineers.
The material is often written by engineers.
And you go,
an
engineer is not a salesperson, typically, you know, and it's, they or rather, they... The ones I've worked with are not very good at conveying emotion and creating that emotional connection. So, to sum up, I would say, in terms of simpler language or using simple language, that is, it's such an opportunity to create a very quick and strong emotional bond between the product or service and the recipient, because that's essential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how can you create buy-in if people understand you? If they they don't even understand what you're on about, well, good luck to you.
Yeah.
But also, and even stronger, I can't emphasize this enough. For me, it's a question of attitude, your moral compass, like showing your values. If you can express yourself in plain language, please choose to do so, because it's so much better for everyone. And there have been some interesting studies that actually in companies where they use plain language, where every employee knows what's going on, where everyone's just on the same page, because we're not all engineers or we're not all, you know, accountants or whatever. Yeah. So everyone can understand what's being communicated. Those people, those companies, they will be so much happier.
Yes.
So actually there's a clear link, and you can Google these studies. It's really interesting to see. There's a clear link between plain language, understanding, and happiness.
Right. Wow.
It really affects you. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, I hate the feeling of not being able to follow the room.
Sure.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
And it's exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the opposite of what you want to foster, a community of raging fans, ideally if you're a brand.
Yeah.
But one of the things we need to work on is that thinking that just because we're experts in something, or whatever that means, or we've studied something or we've specialized in something, doesn't mean you all automatically have to use that jargon, because it will alienate so many people. And you're not an idiot if you're using plain language. The opposite's true. If you can distill something down and use simple words to understand very complex ideas, which is what I do for a living, then you're the true hero.
Yeah. Beautifully put. Yeah. I'm not going to add anything to that. It's very well done.
Thanks.
Very good.
I like that.
Right. Wow. Yeah.
Right. On that rather heated bombshell, just gets me all fired up.
No,
I feel
sure.
so strongly about integrating and leading with your values rather than
and accommodating.
And accommodating, So social glue again. Anyway, so thank you for listening today.
Thank
if you have any questions, or you feel like we should talk about something that's always been an interest of yours, or you've always wanted to know, feel free to let us know.
Yes.
We're only an email away or a message away on LinkedIn. And we always love community questions, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, because I could waffle on all day long with my own ideas.
Waffle.
Right.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Take care. Bye.